remember reading an article that was talking about search terms during today and the next several days over about 2 weeks. The most popular search terms are diet and exercise. So everybody's beginning with this great hope. And then it says that about week three, the most common ones are recipes and movies. So they don't hold on to them. It's good to make those resolutions, though. And most importantly, in life of the Spirit. That when we begin a new year, it's an opportunity to begin a new spiritual regimen, in a sense. And if I were to say, what is the most common desire that people express to me in the spiritual life? They'll say, Father, I wish I could pray better. I wish I knew how to pray. I wish I could pray in the right way. And what they're really saying is, I wish I could hear God when I pray. I wish that I could hear what he's saying to me or what I'm supposed to do. You know, we've just finished a few weeks of hearing almost every week in the gospel about how God spoke to Joseph or to Mary so clearly. You know, the Annunciation, telling Mary that she'll conceive and bear a son, and she's to name him Emmanuel. Very clear instructions. We heard this weekend in the gospel to Joseph, Herod's coming after your baby. Take up Mary and him and flee to Egypt. So clear that they hear that word from the Lord. And we want that same kind of experience. And we are meant to have a similar experience. We're meant to have certainty within our prayer about making major decisions in our life and such. We're meant to have a certainty in how God is directing us. And so how do we get to that? Well, we turn to our mother today. You know, as we celebrate the feast of Mary, Mother of God, we remember that if we are baptized in the Jesus Christ, then by definition, she is also our mother. And as a good mother, she wants to teach her children how to pray, how to hear the Lord speak. And so today in the gospel and in the readings, we have some lessons for us. The first is we notice that Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Or it says elsewhere, she pondered these things. And this occurs several times in the scriptures. And what it means is she did not have the whole message given to her at the Annunciation. In fact, if you go back and read that passage, she's only given a little bit of the information. She's given a pretty good sense of what's going on, but not everything. And she has to pay attention to what other people are saying and pay attention to what is going on, what she's thinking, what she's reading, what she's praying over, and listen again and again to get further direction from the Lord. And so today she even listens to these shepherds. God speaks to her through these shepherds. She ponders this over. She reflects upon it. In a similar way in our life, we're meant to ponder the things. God's not going to give us the whole set of what we're supposed to do in life, but he'll give us a general direction. And then we pay attention to what we hear from the people around us. What experiences happen in a day? Is there anything out of the ordinary? Then let us ponder that and ask the Lord, is there a message here? Is there something you're trying to speak to me? That's what pondering is, or reflecting over. We know Mary was a woman of silence. And of course, at that time, it was easier, I'm sure, to have silence than it is today when we're bombarded with so many messages. But we must make that time for silence, real physical silence. And even if it's just a few minutes that we begin with each day, to tell the Lord, I am going to give you some silent time, wherever I can fit it in. And then allow the Lord to help that grow. But one of the best things to help with this is the Adoration Chapel. To make a commitment to 1 hour a week. To sit in silence before the Lord. And to just listen. Because he wants to speak. And it's a great gift we have in this parish to have an Adoration Chapel. Where we can do this each week. But once we're in that Adoration Chapel, or once we're in our time of silence, we must also make sure we're tuned in to the Lord. Because there can be many other messages going on that aren't from the Lord. And we could spend hours in an Adoration Chapel. And if we don't know how to figure that out, we're going to be getting something other than the Lord's word to us, other than his voice. So you can kind of picture it like you would a radio with a dial. And you're trying to dial in a certain radio station. And you got fuzz on one side, fuzz on the other, and you've got to get it just right or you're not going to hear what you're trying to hear. And you might even fall onto a different radio station, and you start listening to something that was not your intention. So how do we get it dialed down right to where the Lord is speaking? Well, the Lord gives us the answer in the second reading today. He gives us the tune we have to match to, the frequency we have to find. And that is, he tells us that if we are baptized, then within our hearts, the Spirit is crying out, Abba, Father. He says, as proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. So if we're sitting in that silence, and we're paying attention to what we're thinking in that moment, and it doesn't accord with that, with our heart crying out, Abba, Father, then we need to adjust the frequency. How do we do that? We renounce the lies. So we're sitting there praying, and we begin to think to ourselves, well, God wouldn't have any time for me. Like, I'm not important in all this. Who am I? Why would I think that he would want to speak a word to me? Or I'm such a horrible person. Why? I would never be able to hear him speak. He only speaks to the great saints and the prophets. I know my sinfulness. I know he couldn't speak to me. We say, it's a lie. Renounce the lie. Renounce the lie, get this frequency back to where the truth is. Because the Word of God says that if you are baptized, you have the Spirit within you crying out, Abba, Father. And so don't listen to the lies. Get the frequency back. Abba, Father. And also we can, you know, we have distractions. We all have distractions in prayer. But we can see sometimes in our prayer where it becomes really just about me. I want this. I need this. Lord, give me this. Me, 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 me. That's not Abba, Father. Abba, Father. There's a way to present our needs to God that's in accord with that Abba, Father, which is simply, Dad, I think I need this to serve you and to fulfill what I'm supposed to do. Please give me it if that is. You see, the difference is that we're recognizing in that moment that we're here to serve him and that our life is about him. And everybody we love and everybody we're praying for, it only fits into that context, that it's about a relationship with the Father, that we're all here for a reason, because we're sons and daughters of his. And so that's the key to the tuning it in. In that silent time, are my thoughts according with this? Is it really Abba, Father? Now, even when you get it tuned in, sometimes you don't hear anything for some time. I mean, let's think about Mary. She was told that she would conceive a son, but she wasn't told how to handle Joseph, how to break it to Joseph, how he was going to take it. And we certainly, Joseph would have went that night in prayer and said, Lord, what am I supposed to do? But apparently he didn't hear him for a while. And so he gets to the point he's going to divorce Mary. And then God speaks to him. I'm sure he was listening each night, but it wasn't time for God to reveal that yet. Or when he's in Egypt, you know, we say, oh, wow, look, God gave Joseph directions straight to Egypt and then straight back from Egypt. But how many years was he there? Where at times he might have been searching for a clear word and it wasn't always given. But the key is Mary and Joseph were persistent in listening. They were tuning in every single day so that when God did speak, they would hear it. It's kind of like you watch those old movies of World War II and how they'd have like Radio Free Europe. And then at certain times of the day, they would send out upon that frequency, you know, instructions for the rebels or such. But it wasn't a constant stream. But they had to be listening. Even when nothing was going on, they had to be attentive. So when that moment came, they were receptive. And the same is true of us. By each day, according our spirit to his, Abba, Father, we will hear what he has for us. And so in this Mass, at the beginning of a new year, let us pray for the grace of a deepening prayer life, of confidence that the Lord does want to speak to us, and in confidence that what the Word of God tells us today is true, that we have been given the Spirit, and it cries out, Abba, Father.